This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Wednesday edition of 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Adam Hickman, the gang's all here. We're locked, we're loaded, we're ready for a fight. One day closer.
Yesterday got me a little fired up.
To Saturday night.
Sounds like the old corn dog eaters finally woke up and realized they had a pretty big series coming up. Started popping off at the mouth a lot like their skipper. Not a big fan. The disrespect. I don't do well with that. So be it. If it's war they want, it's war they get. This is war. This is not a game. It's not a series. It's a fight. It's a fight now. Feels like we're ready, fan base-wise. We're ready. Don't forget, 8:30 this morning, tickets go on sale.
Apparently not a lot of tickets.
Apparently like 300 tickets remain.
Like, where are the rest of the tickets? Where did they go?
The way I understood it was anyone who bought season tickets.
Yeah.
Which... I really don't know how many people that could have been once the season started.
Well, that's...
Because it was limited capacity. But those people, let's say it's 500 people bought season tickets for baseball. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a number. They each got the option to hold 8 tickets, reserve 8 tickets for Supers. So if it's 500 people and they all reserve 8, that's 4,000 seats, bud. Like, it's over. It's done. So I think the only thing they're selling are the added bleachers. which is why Tony V was like, give me some more damn bleachers.
Does that concern you a little bit in regards to having a hostile crowd?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, how? Like, how,
I'm sure those people, they're going to get
their
tickets.
How are the legends going to get their tickets? They're going to be out in the playground having to stand up. We're going to have a wine and cheese crowd.
Yeah. God. That's going to be embarrassing if it's like, you know, the first LSU series was louder than this one.
Right. It is.
Don't want that.
No.
Don't want it. Don't like it. No, thank you.
I mean, I get taking care of them. Okay, here's three tickets.
Yeah, eight seems like a ton. Eight. How about you just get as many as the number of season tickets you bought? Right?
Yeah,
like, if you bought two season tickets, first of all, good on you. Thanks. But why then do you get eight for the Super? And are these people going to get them and then just sell them to LSU fans for the money? Is that what this is?
I will say, I would imagine a lot of the UT season ticket holders will probably be selling them to friends, family, relatives.
I would hope so.
There's no way every season ticket holder is going to be there using all eight tickets.
No. I'd say a lot of them will be used, but
they're going to float around Vol Nation.
I just don't want them to sell to LSU fans. I don't want them to go on Ticketmaster or StubHub or whatever. Right, like, that can't happen. That's my fear.
Wonder when they get them. I mean, it's already Wednesday.
When they get their tickets?
Like, when can they put up?
Well, they probably already got the email and hit reserve or whatever. It's amazing, though. There's, like, none. Based on everyone I've talked to, there just aren't that many to be sold today.
All right. There are 9 tickets on one of the aftermarket sites right now.
Nine? Okay, that's not that many. But how many were there last night at like 10 o'clock and all the LSU fans bought them?
That's a good question.
Why do people do this? What are you doing?
What am I doing?
No, you
the cheapest
one. You buy season tickets, you get eight for the Supers, and you just say, I'm going to make some money and put it on Ticketmaster. What are you doing? You're hurting the team.
I don't know.
Selling a corn dog
people. Maybe they didn't. Maybe we're hoording them all just for Tennessee people, and they're not putting them on here.
How would they already be on there?
What do you mean, how would they already be on here?
You just said you went. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't like people are doing that. I don't like it at all.
Well, there's only a couple tickets. Like, there's 9 on one.
Well, yeah, there's 9, but how many were there last night at 10 o'clock? Was there 80?
There's 5 on. I mean, I doubt it because the.
Well, I'm just saying that's 14 potential LSU fans right. in the building.
Well, I mean, they're going to pay $280 or more.
That'll help the local economy.
There are 4 tickets there in Section E, Row 2.
Big Orange EV says there were 40 tickets on Vivid Seats last night. I'm telling you, man. These people got...
There are 9.
That was so dumb.
31 LSU fans.
I don't know who signed off on that. Like, hey,
it could have been UT fans. You don't know they were LSU.
I know, but I just... Fans. What?
I'm sure they
I just
were.
Don't... If I bought one season ticket, I want one seat by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Here's 8 for Supers? Really?
Yeah, what the hell?
That's what I don't like.
What the hell?
I mean, I get it. Because your hopes are, hey, the season's gone really well. You bought season tickets. You get the reward. Bring your friends. But if you're just going to throw them up on they should check those seats and punish those people.
Yeah. Section E, Row 2. Take their tickets away.
And apparently LSU gets 600 tickets to sell through their ticket office, plus player and coach tickets, which I think is like 2 apiece or something.
So they're going to get essentially the same amount of tickets as non-season ticket holding.
No, they have more. They have more.
More, yeah.
It's 400 this morning, thanks to the added bleachers, and LSU fans will get 600. Make it make sense. You know why this is a problem, Nate?
Why is it a problem, Houston?
Because our stadium only holds 4,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you wait too long to fix a problem. Tony V's been saying it since he got here. Probably need a bigger stadium, guys. I'm going to be doing some pretty awesome things here. I don't know if 4,000 is going to be big enough. Oh, yeah, Tony, whatever. Tony. Now look at him. Mm. It's the hottest ticket in town.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Maybe, I don't think that game was a sellout. Was the Memphis game 2 years ago a sellout here? I don't think it was. I was there. It wasn't the hottest ticket in town. What's the hottest ticket ever? Like, was 2016 Florida the hottest ticket?
Oklahoma.
That was it? Mm-hmm. I buy that. I buy that. So that Florida game was not nearly as hype as, like, ticket-wise? That was a very, very big and hot ticket. I do remember that, Dave. I had to give mine to somebody. Oh, no, I just remembered who I gave them to. It was good. It was fine.
I just remember going into it. I know from a student perspective, it was a lot more difficult. They actually changed their ticket procedures after that game.
Because it was so bad?
Well, yeah, they had people who had been on campus for 2 weeks get tickets over people who had been there for 4 years.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make
sense. No, we're not good at this. It's called the big orange screw for a reason.
Why is that always... It's always... Who sets these policies and procedures?
Well, did I ever tell you...
Oh, boy.
On the radio why we weren't technically even it was a sellout, I guess... But it was not full capacity, even for the regional?
No, you did not.
I think I just mentioned that in the break.
Yeah, you did, and you were going to go to it, and you didn't. So go ahead, spill it. Because the people need to know.
I got word.
Ah. Did one of your spiders tell you?
That there were people in the UT athletic department who reserved tickets for the regional and then did not show up.
Shouldn't there be a way, like if it's, I'm assuming those are held at will call.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once first pitch is there, if you haven't called and said like, hey, we're running late, like just release those tickets. Like that's ridiculous. That's why we didn't get over 4,000 for any of the games.
Right, because the athletic department had people that either get tickets or asked for tickets or both. And then
didn't use them. Big,
couldn't take the time to say, hey, want to use my tickets for the regional this weekend?
Well, there probably wasn't a lot of demand. As if you couldn't have walked to any corner of our city and said, I got two for this weekend and been mobbed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's an issue. But again, it's not the biggest issue in the world if you had. Even an 8,000.
8,000, yeah.
Hell, 6,000.
We need.
I mean, we'd have sold out 6 for sure. We might have sold out 8.
Are you kidding? Well, this weekend, how many could they sell this weekend?
I don't know. I'd love to know.
If this game was being played in Neyland Stadium, how many fans would be there?
I'd love to know.
12,000.
Think that's the number, 12?
I think that'd be a good number.
Somewhere between 8 and 10.
Oh, come on, Dave. We get double digits.
That's where 10 comes in.
You'd have a big swarm of LSU fans make the drive up, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it'd be more. I think you get 15.
So is that the size?
If it was just like $10 a ticket, like a regular game, or I don't know.
When we renovate this, is there a way 30? To do it in which it's very easy to, in a pinch, like instead of these, like, well, we're going to bring in 400 bleach. Is there something else we can do? So that in the event we need 15,000 seats,
you can have them.
We press a button and, like, I don't know, something flips over and.
Some kind of
like Batcave thing. Yeah. It's like, we're like, oh, yeah, that's a decent size. Oh, it's getting bigger. Look at this thing. It's crazy. Well, yeah.
The normal way to do that is to have some like natural seating areas out in the outfield so that when it's a regular season midweek game, and there's no one out there, it just looks like a nice natural area.
Grass area is what you're saying.
But then when it's LSU for the Super Regionals, it's packed, like a full-on 360.
Is that what we want? Do we want like the lawn area?
Who is playing? TCU, right? TCU lost. The two teams are playing, Dallas Baptist and Oregon State, I think. We're playing.
We got to get to that, by the way.
To the Supers.
TCU.
If you're wanting to have a bigger crowd, the only thing you could do is go to the Smoky Stadium.
Well, no, right now, yeah. They're not going to do that.
But they had little.
They honestly probably should have for this weekend. Tony V probably didn't want that.
They had little retaining walls and then grass area, retaining wall, grass area.
Like an amphitheater.
Right. So that people could, you know, sit still, tiered, and see out there. But of course, with the two other teams playing, there was no one out there at that point.
I like that. I mean, that's asking a lot.
I don't know how we would even. I mean, we'd have to almost. We'd have to build it out there.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not exactly up against a hill.
Yeah.
Just bring in some dirt.
Did you see what Florida's?
Just open up some of the train cars.
Oh, like the cockaboose.
There you go.
Just have the Tennessee train. They used to do that. Dude. You could rent out those two. I don't even know if they're still there anymore. They used to be right in front of the Thompson Bowling Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like, I think there were four. And you could rent them out. It was like a bar car and a foodie. It's pretty cool. Did it once. Way back in the day. Not as cool as the cockaboose. I got a bunch of them. Anyway. Davey, who's my guy at TCU?
Crossing the label.
Nailed it. Going to Texas A&M. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yep.
So he kind of Nick Saban this, right? I'm not going.
Is that what he said? Did he say that?
He pretty much said it.
Well, that's a good thing, right? Because Texas A&M, obviously not going after Tony V anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But TCU might now. However, I've been given some intel. He's not leaving.
We also had Kendall Rogers.
He's not bleeping leaving!
Just tweet it that...
I had this yesterday. I just didn't have a show to do at the time.
It's true. I saw it.
But yes, things are looking good. Sounds like Tony V here to stay in a big way.
We got to win this weekend.
I know. I'm getting nervous. Like, good nervous. Like, I'm just ready for it to be here. Like, I thought yesterday was Thursday all day. All day.
Oh, really?
I'm just that ready
for it. You
thought
yesterday was
Thursday? Yeah, I know. It's bad. It's bad.
I'm thinking today's Thursday is bad enough.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. But 8:30, tickets go on sale. I guess good luck.
Yeah, I don't think we have to take an extended break anymore or anything.
No.
Oh, I did find out that they won't let people call in like right now and be on hold that whole time.
Really? So they're going to clear all the lines?
They won't go to those people first, yeah. So it's going to be more like a lottery, I guess. Whoever's over the phones, when their official timepiece hits 8:30, you got to time it up just right.
So what if the phone is ringing at 8:29 and clicks over to 8:30 and it's still ringing on the same call? Are they going to clear them and then just...
That's a great question.
As Davey tries to answer the phone. It's a good try.
I heard there'll only be like 100 people that'll be able to buy tickets because they only got like 300 or 400 and everybody will buy four.
Sure. Yeah. So you got to
if you're a season ticket holder, why would you get?
Are you asking why they'd be offered or why would they buy all eight?
No. Why are they offered so many? Like,
I don't know.
Wouldn't?
That's what I said earlier.
I mean,
like,
you're really only in for the amount of seats you have.
That's what I think.
And
that's
if
what
it's
I said.
Limited attendance, wasn't that only like, I mean, 50%? Season tickets, wasn't like 25%?
I think so. That's what I said. If it was 500 people.
I feel like there's some shenanigans going on here.
500 people would be, I mean, that's like 10%.
You know what
of a max capacity
you
crowd.
You know what I think happened?
No.
I think these UTAD folks have basically just like gobbled up all the tickets.
You think so?
Yeah. Just for all their family and friends. Everybody wants to go to this game. And unlike Neyland with 100,000,
yep.
Unlike Thompson Bowling with whatever it is, 20,000, there's only, like you said, there's only 4,000 tickets. I mean, there's a lot of workers over there. There's a lot of Danny White's friends that are like, I haven't been to a game all year, but I really want to go to this LSU series. If that atmosphere isn't, well, we're not really going to know what it could have been because it's going to be, there's going to be enough of the common man.
I don't think it's good. If you look back at this past weekend, I don't think you're going to look at this game and think, oh man, this environment just stinks. Now, it might not be quite as rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably going to be a few more LSU fans, naturally. But I don't think it's going to be this, you know, thing where we're like, how was the stadium half purple and gold? And why is the crowd so quiet? Because surely anybody who would go to this game, whether you're a diehard baseball fan or not, like, surely you're not going to go there and, right? Like, you would.
Well, are they still doing the 300, like, student tickets for free? And then.
I think so.
And then they're doing the standing room tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Tickets
they are doing that.
You can only get the day of the game.
Yeah, 90 minutes beforehand at the ticket office.
Hickman, what's your plans for the weekend? Are you camping out Saturday? Do you have to miss the show
and
Friday?
Is standing room only? Can you only get...
So you can be in a tent right by the office?
Can you only get one ticket if you're in line for standing room only?
I think so.
Yeah, like you can't like, hey,
my
sister's on her way. Can I get two?
I mean, I'm sure one person can hold the spot in line, but then everybody shows up.
But I think by the time you get to the window, you have to have...
Which will be what, 6 o'clock Friday? I mean, 6 o'clock Saturday? Right?
5:30. 90 minutes.
If it goes all three games, I'll probably for sure go wait Monday. Saturday, me and my buddies have already talked about having a little cookout out at the lake, throwing the game on TV, all that fun stuff. But if it comes,
ESPN 2, 7 o'clock.
If it comes to game 3, I'll probably go out there and wait. Do my part.
I know Charlie said he's going to be on the phone at 8:30 this morning, doing whatever it takes. I'm going to be very interested to see how this goes.
Yeah, I just don't understand, like, where they all went. Because the season ticket thing doesn't make sense. Unless they went to top donors that don't have baseball tickets normally and worked their way down somehow, but that doesn't make any sense.
Let's go to the
that doesn't make any sense.
Retain Vitello.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
really?
Well, hang on. It does with, like, super high-end people that are going to, like, pay for Tony Vitello. But it doesn't make sense to go – it doesn't make sense to ping some, like, 50-yard line, just regular seat football fan about getting baseball tickets.
You don't think that Danny White's going to be like, hey, thanks for getting in on the shareholder society. Yeah. By the way, here's eight to the supers.
No, I know they do that. I know the guy that, like, handles that stuff over there.
That's what I'm saying. Which is fine, but the problem is you're taking the common fan and kicking dirt on them.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
And if they give 8 tickets to that guy who gave us $16 million from Texas and he doesn't show up, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, if there's blocks of 8 just sitting there, no butts in the seats...
Now, if he's flying in for the game, great.
I'm
glad he keeps giving us money, but... There better be.
But if he sells them to some LSU fans, over. Over.
There better be butts in those seats, and those butts.
Better be orange butts.
Better be orange, and their chili better be hot.
Hot chili, orange butts. Period.
End of story.
And they better be classless.
I want classless asses in those seats.
Nasty.
Saturday night.
Nasty.
That's why they're doing this, because the common fan's classless.
With their chili hot. If you want to join in on the program, the phone number is 865-546-8200.
Does chlamydia burn?
You're going to probably want to give the context on why that came up.
Have you been diagnosed? I'm sorry, Dave. Sorry for your trouble.
No, I haven't been on Twitter.
Actually, I've not.
No, I definitely have not. I just was curious.
The conversation has been around LSU, the trash talk that is beginning to really take shape. With their fan base, one of their radio hosts,
T. Bob Hibbert,
made a comment along the lines of coming to Knoxville and giving Tennessee fans an STD.
To have an STD.
And then I played Burning Love by Elvis, and I was like, well, we were talking about that. That song's talking about the burn. I was like, I don't know, does chlamydia burn?
I don't know. Tough act to follow, but let's go to D.R. Vol on the phone. What's up, D.R.? You're on 3 and Out.
Hey, guys, just further proof everyone's got an ange, I guess.
Yeah, what's this dude's deal? Did he play there?
He was the lineman, right? Isn't he the...
I've never heard of him.
Isn't he the son of Bobby Hebert, and he played...
Hebert? That's how you say it? It was French?
Yeah.
Because it's LSU.
Yeah, and he played he played line for LSU.
Go Tigers.
He loves sci-fi and comic books, he says. Also Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that's on brand for him. Do you think he's going to post screenshots of DMs between him and Tony V, how he didn't want them anyway?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and turn the notifications on. Nate, you know what you're talking about. We're worried about we're going to have the crowd of you're being too loud and stop standing up, right?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ever get in front of by those people at the football games that scream at you to sit down the whole game?
Do I listen to them? No.
DR Vol, I once made T-shirts that said on the back, if you can't see, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah. You know, the Oklahoma game that Davey was referring to earlier, I had a guy like that sitting by me. He got so mad. He was an Oklahoma fan, but he was probably, I don't know, 65, 70. He was Medicare age. And he would elbow me every time I'd jump up and down. We're doing something good. So, you know, luckily he didn't elbow me much in the second half. But it finally got to where I had bruised ribs. So he came up with a big plate of nachos and hot dogs like that and set it down by my feet. And next time I jumped up and down, my shoes got a little messy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Take
and
that.
Needless to say, he quit elbowing me.
There you go.
That and we stopped playing good. So.
Yeah, kind of bummer.
Houston, what's the irony of them calling us classless knowing what they chant about what to do to a Tiger?
About S that Tiger DB?
Yes.
I mean, it's LSU. I've never been to a football game in Baton Rouge. I've heard that it's maybe one of the worst for a visiting fan. I've just heard things. I've heard it's up there.
Guy I worked with about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, he's been to all of them except for Missouri and A&M. And he said two places he will not go back is LSU and Florida because they had cups of pee thrown at them from the students. And he says it's not worth going.
I've heard that from Florida. I've never had it happen to me, and I sat in the student section 1 year. Big mistake.
Speaking of pee, a burning sensation when urinating is a common side effect of chlamydia. The Fox Sports Knoxville medical expert does inform us that it is a bacterial infection. So there you go.
Thank you, Dave.
Knowledge is power.
That's Davey Hudson with your STD update. What is happening here? Jeez Louise.
Also, T-Bob is the son of Bobby Hebert, nicknamed the Cajun Cannon.
The Cajun Cannon.
Yeah, he played for the Saints.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I remember.
I just find it hilarious. You know, that's when I tweeted you, Houston. You know, wait till they find out what their football players and their basketball coach has done. They think we're classless.
No, the irony is rich. It's just lost on these small-brained corndog eaters.
No, I mean, LSU fans should be like, Tennessee thinks they're classless and they're taking pride in that. They haven't seen classless. Like, we're the classless of the classless. Like, normal LSU fans take pride in that. As they should.
But no, not anymore.
No.
Because we're the bad boys, and we have fun. So let's rain on the parade.
It's fun to be hated, though. I am enjoying that part of it, guys. Because, you know, Pruitt kind of killed my fandom, and Tony V's bringing it back, honestly. He's lit a fire under me.
You and everybody else, man. This town's ready.
Yeah, it's about to explode. Guys, before I go, I do have one last question.
Speaking of exploding.
No,
go ahead, Davey. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, speaking of exploding, but I was just going to kind of make a little tongue-in-cheek comment dealing with sexually transmitted diseases, but I decided to hold back.
Well, before I go, I do want to know, who has worse tweets, the LSU fans about no class or Chris in Georgia? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, he went at Russell pretty hard for the who the hell is Tony Vitello tweet. And then he had one basically that was the same thing. I don't know if you saw that.
I mean, you can't do anything with those people.
No. No. It is what it is.
Yep. Yeah. All right, back to the phone lines. Up next, we have Roberto. You're on 3 and Out. What's up, buddy?
Guys, what if Chris in Georgia and Ski Bum had a child that was on Twitter? How bad would that be?
Interesting. Brutal.
T-Bob Hebert, son of the great Saint Bobby Hebert.
Oh, yeah. 1993 Pro Bowler.
Hey, I'm a Saints fan, so I'm a big Hebert fan. I love when he calls Saints games on WWL.
Mm-hmm.
700 AM out of Louisiana. His son, though, T-Bob, you are no Bobby Hebert. I will just say that. I mean, that guy is a clown. I think, obviously, he's just trolling and trying to get clicks. The guy's...
Like, he's playing right into it. But it's just funny that he released the video of Maneri crying about Tennessee fans. Like, that was on his show. Mm. And he posted it as if, like, that's going to make Maneri look good. Like, if I'm an LSU fan, I'm like, why would you say that? And then why would this be getting so much run?
I honestly don't understand any of this. I mean, look, again, I'm a Saints fan, so I deal with Cajuns all the time. And they pride themselves on their lack of class.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Maneri was actually giving Tennessee a compliment. That's where I'm at.
Hmm.
It
could be, but God, he just if he had said it in a way that was like, I don't know, he sounded like he was about to cry, Roberto, like the whole time. You were nasty, nasty, nasty.
He knew that he was on his way out. They're letting him retire. They're letting him retire. That's what's happening down there. Okay. He knew that he was on his way out, and he thought he was going to get the Krzyzewski, rocking chairs and grilling utensils party, and we woke him up by kicking his ass three times, and he didn't like that.
And he never thought in a million years he'd have to come back in here, so he made all these comments.
That's exactly what happened.
Yep.
Yep. And, you know why he didn't think in a million years he was ever going to get to come back in here? I don't think he thought they were making the
the tournament.
Exactly. Yeah. He was like, well, and even if we make it, it's not like we're going to be going to the Supers going here. No.
So, if nothing else, though, respect to them. I mean, that's a hell of a baseball team. And if we don't play well, we will lose.
You got to play well this weekend.
Yeah. But it is so funny to just watch them all eat their words. And, it's again, I've told you guys since everybody kind of started talking about us as the bad boys of college baseball, let's just embrace it. Who cares?
I mean,
who cares? We've been trampled for two decades by everyone. Screw all of them. Everyone. Screw every person in the media. Screw everyone at every other school. I hope every SEC school loses this week except for us. Okay?
Amen to that.
That's what we ought to hope. I'm so over this conference. Oh, man. I'm actually triggered. This is real. I'm so over this conference love. Screw the SEC. Every time somebody wins, we lose if it's not us. Okay? It's we versus they, and that's what this baseball team is all about. It is we versus they. And they're going to give the middle finger to every team they play. And by the way, can we please stop with this self-aggrandizing BS, old guys talking about how they're going to plunk a kid and send him to the hospital. Look, the game has changed, okay?
Yep.
It has changed. And the game adjudicates itself, by the way. I mean, when I was in high school, I've absolutely 100% thrown it at a guy's head. Everybody who's ever played baseball and pitched has thrown it at somebody's head because they pimped it when they walked it off at him or whatever, you know? Everybody's done that. But the game adjudicates itself. And a grown adult from Colorado taking the time to research the University of Tennessee Medical Facility, get a life, bro. It seems as though you have children. Perhaps you should think with that brain.
He's a coach.
That's somebody's kid.
He coaches kids. He coaches middle school baseball.
He should be fired. Fired forever.
He might be.
Never allowed to coach in the game again. You don't say stuff like that. You don't. You can think it. Heck, you could act it out. If he was the coach in a game and a kid pimped it on him like that and a walk-off, the next time you play him, you look at your pitcher and the first pitch is the old reverse number one, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And you plunk him right in the back. You hammer him. And that's that. And then the game adjudicates itself. You do not say stuff like that. You do not. And lastly, guys, I mean, I'm just so proud of Tony Vitello and and what he means to the university. I really believe this, guys. I really believe he actually wants to be here. At first, I was like, okay, like he's bucking for a raise and a job. And now I'm looking at it going, no, I actually think he is obviously bucking for a raise and facilities
and he should.
Money for his guys. And he should, because that's the adult thing to do when you have the leverage, right? I mean, that's a business mm-hmm. decision. But I actually think he enjoys it here. What I saw on Sunday when him going through the crowd, that was not, I'm here to make money. I'm here to thank these people and to show them I'm one of them. You know,
that's what I got too.
I really did. I don't think that was just. I don't think that was faux. I don't think that was fake. I think it was real. I think it was an overflow of emotion. You saw it in his presser after the game, and in his direct interview after the game. He got a little emotional, and that's okay. He's an emotional guy. There's nothing wrong with being an emotional guy. Most guys are. They just try to tough it out, and it's okay for him to just be a little bit emotional. And I am excited. Everything I'm hearing. I'm hearing all good things. I know you guys are too. That I mean, he's going to be here for a while. I don't know if it's forever, because he might get. I mean, he's so good. He might get an MLB job. That's how good this guy is. I don't think people realize that he's good enough to be an MLB manager. But he's going to be here a while. From everything I'm hearing, he's going to get paid well. Frank Anderson and all his assistants are going to get raises. That's good for them. They deserve that. Frank Anderson's the best in the business. He always has been and always will be. And I can't believe he's here. When I heard we were getting him, I'd never heard of Tony Vitello, but by God, I'd heard of Frank Anderson. You know, and I'm just, everything seems to be lining up. And Tennessee can do anything this year. It feels like Tennessee might have come out of this depth of a hole for two decades, and it is, in fact, exciting. Tony Vitello and the boys have filled the gap that we've always had between the end of basketball season and the beginning of football season, and it's so great. I will spend any amount of money they ask me to. Speaking of, guys, I'm going to make a call here in about 45 minutes. Take care.
Attaboy.
Thanks for the call. Final segment, hour number one. Back at you next. Final segment, hour number one. Talking a little baseball.
I'm about to lose it.
Uh-oh.
You said earlier, oh, there's only, you know.
Yeah.
There's only a few tickets.
Five.
No, nope, there's more now.
Really?
They're going up.
Oh, goodness.
Making me sick. Let's see if I can find it. Hickman, you got that pulled up? The row 8 seats.
I'm seeing they're getting bought as soon as they go up. Like, there are less tickets now on one of them than there were earlier. There's only two tickets left now.
Yeah, section E, row 2.
How many tickets?
I don't see how many are available.
Four.
Four tickets.
Four yeah. tickets. What do they want per ticket?
Just a casual $592.
Dude. Those other tickets that were all $300, $280, have all been bought since we started this last segment. The only tickets left are three.
But you know who's buying those.
$332 tickets and the $592 tickets. That's it.
Those are going to LSU fans.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to the big Tennessee donors. Really appreciate it, guys. Way to help out. Absolute disgrace.
Well, if they're the ones giving the money to where you get to keep Tony V, as far as the renovations, is that a sacrifice you're willing to make?
If they're giving that, why? I don't think that's who these people are. I don't think these are the people who really care about baseball. Clearly not.
No.
I mean, if you're that big level of a donor, do you really need $500 for a ticket? Come on, man.
That's usually how these people make their money. Business decisions like that, you know?
I guess it's just in my head.
How much did you say, Adam?
$590.
Yeah, $592.
Yeah, I'd sell them to an LSU fan if I was told I was getting that much money.
And that's what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're the problem.
No, I assure you, I'm not the problem.
No, you are.
I'm
not saying, you are. You are the problem.
I'm not saying I'm the solution, but I'm definitely not the problem.
What if it was Duke playing to go to the Final Four? Would you sell your basketball tickets for $600 a piece?
Where's the Final Four?
Huh?
Where's the Final Four?
What does that matter?
What do you mean, what does it matter?
You can't go to the Final Four for whatever reason. This is it.
Yeah, I'd likely sell my tickets.
Have you no code? No honor?
I do. It's just, I don't know, my morals typically vary from the typical fan.
David, there are certain times when I think this is fine. Right? I mean, we've seen Alabama come in and it's a half crimson Neyland Stadium. I get it, because you're going to lose by 40. This is the biggest series in Tennessee baseball history. This is the first Super Regional ever hosted by the University of Tennessee. We are playing to go to the World Series. This is not the time to make a buck on some LSU fans. This is the time to give those tickets to anybody.
So you're saying you would not sell those to... Okay, let's say you...
If I was given eight tickets, I swear, if I was given eight tickets to this game, row two...
I'd sell four, keep four.
Nope. Give them away.
Okay, let's
I'd give one to you, Hickman.
Let's say you have... Well, I appreciate that. Let's say you have just two tickets. You're not going to be able to make it. You meet a sweet couple from Louisiana.
No such thing.
And you could potentially make $1,200 off your two tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You would not sell those tickets.
No. Not to them. Wouldn't do it. I've never sold tickets to an opposing fan. I wouldn't do it now. It's about honor. It's a code.
It's $90, right, for the thing? That
$90
face value
for a session book, yeah. But that's only the outfield bleachers.
I mean, wouldn't... I don't know.
I mean, if I get tickets this morning, I might have extras for one of the guys. I'm not selling them to LSU fans, and I'm not going to jack the price up either.
Hmm. You wouldn't sell them for, say, $200 to a Tennessee fan?
If they came up and they were like, I'll give you $200 for that ticket, I'd be like, eh, how about $150? Okay. Or I might just be like, hey, here's the tickets. Enjoy the game. I'm not going to set the price above what I paid for them. Not in this situation.
Oh, okay.
What?
No, I'm asking the questions. I have no opinion here.
I mean, if a Tennessee fan walked up to me and was like, here's $1,000,000 for these tickets, what am I going to – that's stupid to say no. The problem is, and TS tweets this in, the problem's not the prices. The problem's that LSU will pay those prices and buy those tickets and take over our stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want that. That's what scares me. The guys run out of the tunnel. They look up at the crowd. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. We are breaking every rule that got us here. It's like all of a sudden, Super Regionals, hey, we haven't done this. Let's give all the donors tickets so they can sell them to LSU. We haven't done that all season. Why would you do that now? If they request them, yeah, sure. Here you go. How many do you need?
Mm-hmm.
But you just say, hey, just want to let you know you got eight tickets, 90 a pop. That's just stupid. It's stupid. We haven't done it all year, and now all of a sudden we get to the biggest series ever, and we're going to completely change the way we do things because we got to keep those people happy. And by keeping them happy, we mean letting them sell their tickets to LSU fans. I'm sorry, I just don't get it. I don't like it. It doesn't make any sense. I disagree with the entire principle. Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead. You're signed. You're making the face. Go for it.
Making the face because you said my name, and I didn't know if you were still talking to me for that entire rant or...
No, I wasn't talking to you the whole rant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. Times are tough. Trying to get the economy bouncing back. If you need to make money, I'm not going to fault you for it.
Okay. All right. You see my point, though, right? You get where I'm coming from. The principle of this matter and the importance of this game and keeping LSU fans out.
Yeah.
when there are Tennessee fans who would pay, but by putting them in the public market, you're not getting to decide who they go to. If you want to sell them for $600 to a Tennessee fan and somebody's willing to pay it, I'm fine with that. I hate the idea of putting it on Ticketmaster, StubHub, Vivid Seats. No offense to those sites. I'm just saying I hate the idea that those tickets are for sale and it could be an LSU fan and likely will be LSU fans that buy them. I hate it.
And they were specifically for UT fans.
Right. Hey, you're a Tennessee donor. We appreciate you. Thank you. We want to reward you for your dedication to the university. And what is their dedication to the university? Selling them to LSU fans. It's going to have the exact opposite effect. But hey, yeah, sure, the kids are going to have a half stadium, but at least the donors are happy with their extra couple hundred bucks.
Tell the rich stay rich.
MVP, Section 4, Row 6, 3 tickets available for $293 each. That's in front of Section D. Like, that's, you know, right down behind home plate. Like, might even be on the TV screen. Maybe not row 6, but that section is.
You get where I'm coming from, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a code.
Just, you know. If it was a regular season game, yeah, whatever. This isn't a regular season game. This is win or go home. We've had a great environment all season, even with the restrictions. And now we have a chance for the best environment of the season in the biggest series to go to the World Series, and we're selling our tickets to LSU fans.
Sad.
Where's the loyalty? Tony V wears the shirt. What does it say? Loyalty.
Loyalty.
What is this? This is far from it. I don't want our guys running out of the dugout, looking up and being like, what the hell happened here? I'll tell you what happened. We changed the rules. We're taking care of people for no reason because we've got to keep the money pouring in, and we're taking tickets out of the hand of the common fan. That's what they're doing. And I hate it. I disagree with it. I spit on the idea. Shameful. It's a disgrace.
Well, it's kind of like that situation where most of the people you're talking to right now are not those people. So it's like when the teacher gets onto the whole class for a few bad apples. Hopefully we can call those out. And
I was always the one they were referring to when they called it preaching to the choir.
I don't think you know what that means.
That's not right.
No, I mean,